Electric Hour presents Nelson Eddy. It's that pleasant hour for light and power. Brought to you by 160 business-managed electric companies. With Robert Ambrose in the orchestra and starring Nelson Eddy singing Drums in My Heart.
Bells are pealing, hearts beat madly, a cool feeling smiles down gladly.
Thank you very much, and hello, everybody. Here we are again, Robert Ambruster, Frank Graham, once more our lovely guest, Francis McCann, and myself, all happy to meet you on the Electric Hour.
Say, Nelson, I kind of liked that opening number.
Well, did you, Frank? I had a special reason for singing Drums in My Heart.
Sang it like you had your heart in those drums.
I have. In fact, as a boy, I used to do a little drumming. And tonight, Robert Ambruster and I have a surprise for you.
Anything to do with that big set of drums over there?
I'm not saying, Francis.
I'll bet Bob Armbruster will tell me.
No, I won't, Francis. I gave my word, and I'm a gentleman.
I'll give you a kiss if you tell.
Gentlemen, don't kiss and tell.
I could be a cad for about 2 minutes.
Oh, come on, Nelson. What's the big surprise?
Can you keep a secret, Frank?
Sure.
Well, I can, too. We'll have the added attraction later. At the moment, I have a rendezvous with a song about a rendezvous. The Gates of Seville. Gates of Seville.
Sounds like a Spanish jam session.
Frank. It's a French song about a gay cavalier waiting to elope at midnight. They tell him he's in danger, but the cavalier doesn't fear anything. The carriage approaches. He stands with open arms to greet his loved one, but receives a knife plunged deep in his heart. I don't know what else to say about this song except let that be a lesson to you. Don't ever elope in Seville.
Oh, I won't.
And now that we know the story, Nelson Eddy sings the song, O Porta de Sevilla, by Fuzan.
O cavalier que tosse dans ce soir, la nuit sombre et irrite de voir, car de voler mes coins de brune à fille, qu'attends-tu encore au Porta de Sevilla? Elle a quitté son vieux mari et nous partons tous deux loin de la ville. J'attends ma Bella Porta de Sevilla.
Ready to give us that surprise, Nelson?
Not yet, Frank. It's Bob Armbruster and the orchestra now with a tune that gives a boost to the good neighbor policy. Practically everybody will recognize Amor, Amor, Amor.
What's that, a ghost?
No, Nelson, that was the ghost of a ghost. Don't you know ghosts went out when electric lighting came in?
Well, I guess you're right at that, Frank. It'd be kind of hard on any self-respecting ghost to have to rattle chains and give out with groans in a brightly lighted room with a radio playing.
Yes, electricity has just about banished haunted houses once and for all. And it's banished a lot of tiresome household jobs, too, that used to be done by hand. Electricity is so commonplace today and so dependable that most people take it for granted. But the folks in the electric light and power companies which bring you this program don't take it for granted. They can't. Because it's their hard work, careful planning, and efficient management that makes your electric service so dependable and so cheap. Cheaper right now, in fact, in wartime, than it's ever been before. Next time you figure the family budget, compare the wartime cost of your other household necessities with the bargain price of electricity. The electricity that lights your home and runs your radio, and all the other appliances that help to make your life most pleasant. Nelson Eddy fans who heard his album of Gilbert and Sullivan Patter songs have been asking him to sing some of them on this program. One of the favorites is from my old Memphis. It's the Lord Chancellor's complaint about the alternating tortures of nightmare and insomnia. Here it is.
Love unrequited robs me of my rest. Love, hopeless love, my ardent soul encumbers. Love, nightmare-like, lies heavy on my chest and weaves itself into my midnight slumber. When you're lying awake with a dismal headache and repose is tabooed by anxiety, I conceive you may use any language you choose to indulge in without impropriety. For your brain is on fire, the bedclothes conspire, of usual slumber to plunder you. First your counterpane goes and then covers your toes and your sheet slips demurely from under you. Then the blanketing tickles you feel like mixed pickles, so terribly sharp as the pricking. And you're hot and you're cross and you tumble and toss till there's nothing but you and the ticking. Then the bedclothes all creep to the ground in a heap and you pick them all up in a tangle. Next your pillow resigns and politely declines to remain at its usual angle. Well, you get them a close in the form of a doze with hot eyeballs and head ever aching. But this slumbering seems such a horrible dream that you'd very much better be waking. For you dream you are crossing the channel and tossing about in a steamer from headed, which is something between a large bathing machine and a very small seven-class carriage. And you're giving a treat, and the ice and cold meat to a party of friends and relations that are ravenous for on the ultimate board at Sloan Square in South Kensington Station. And bound on the journey, you find your attorney who started that morning from Devon. He's a bit undersized, and you don't feel surprised when he tells you he's only 11. Well, you're driving like mad with his singular lad by the tip now a four-wheeler. And you're playing round games, and he calls you bad names when you tell him the tires say the dealer. But this you can't stand, you throw up your hand, and you find it as cold as an icicle. And your shirt and your socks, the black silk with gold cloth, crossing Salisbury Plain on a bicycle. And he and the crew were on bicycles too, which they somehow or other invested in. And he's telling the cars all the particulars of a company he's interested in. It's a scheme of devices to get at low prices, all good from cosmetics just to cables, which tickle the sailors by treating retailers as though they were all vegetables. You get a good statement to plant a small tradesman, first take off his boots with a boot tree, and his legs will take root, and his fingers will shoot, and they'll blossom and bud like a fruit tree. From the green grocery tree, you get grapes and green peas, cauliflowers, pineapples, and cranberries. While the pastry cook plants had a brandy with grand apple puffs and three corners and banberries. Well, the shares are a penny, and never so many are taken by Rothschild and Baring. And just as a few are allotted to you, you awake with a start of despairing. You're a regular wreck with a crick in your neck, and no wonder you snore, for your head's on the floor, and your needles and pins in your throat, your chins and your flesh is asleep, when your left leg is sleeping, your crap and your toes in a fire, your nose isn't dropping, your lung in a fever, your tongue in a surface, and tense in a general sense if you haven't been sleeping in slow bars. And the daylight at last, and the night has been long, ditto, ditto, my song. And thank goodness they're both of them.
Nelson, you haven't forgotten about that surprise, have you?
Oh, glad you brought that up, Frank. This is a good time for it.
I still think it has something to do with drums. It
has everything to do with drums, Francis. It all started with my grandfather, who was a drummer. Played in Reeves' All-American Band. In fact, he played on the same drum for 54 years.
54 years? Didn't he get tired?
Yeah, and that drum was pretty beat, too. And my father was also a drummer. He played many, many years with a 2nd Regiment band in the Rhode Island National Guard.
So, naturally, you wanted to be a drummer.
Naturally. But I didn't make it.
Well, what stopped you?
My mother.
Because of your singing?
No, because of my drumming.
But what's all this got to do with a big surprise?
Tonight, you're going to hear those drums played like I always wanted to play them.
Well, who's going to do it?
Well, if I can't, I have a friend who can. I've arranged to play a duet with Carl Tippy.
Carl? Who's Carl Tippy?
You mean to say you haven't been to Ken Murray's Blackouts lately? Now, Carl is one of the featured acts. When I saw him drum, I thought, there's the boy I wanted to be. So I invited him over to the Electric Hour. And here he is, Carl Tippy. I bet those people don't believe we can play a duet, Carl.
Hardly believe it myself, Mr. Eddie.
Not worried, are you? I'm not.
You haven't a drummer's reputation to think about.
No, it's not so, but if my mother hears me, I'll sure catch it.
Look, do you mind if I cut in? I'd kind of like to ask Carl how long he's been taking drum lessons.
I took lessons for 3 months, Frank, when I was 9 years old.
Well, how long have you been playing drums?
Since I was 4. I started on a toy set.
How old are you now, Carl?
17.
Have you got a girlfriend?
Thanks just the same, Miss McCann. Haven't time to go steady with you.
Yeah, Carl's a busy lad, all right. Not only works at Blackouts, but he's leader of the Hollywood Canteen Kids Band. Also manages to carry a full schedule of studies over at Hollywood High School. And now for that duet.
Won't believe this until I see it.
Oh, no? Come on, Carl, let's show him. Let's pound those skins. Let's dig it, Jackson. Let's make with a hot lick.
Do you mean let's play our duet, Mr. Eddie?
Yeah, that's what I mean. You get set over there with your drums. Incidentally, Carl was given that set of drums as Western Division winner of the Dean Cooper contest. Frank, will you call the play from here in?
Oh, gladly. Mr. Carl Kitty now assists Mr. Nelson Eddy in a drummer's duet. Carl is seated before the full set of drums he will play. Nelson Eddy has picked up the drumstick and triangle he will play. Robert Armbruster has raised his baton. Mr. Eddy is ready.
And the joint starts jumping with the Hawaiian war chant. Thanks for letting me work out that duet with you.
I thought you played beautifully, Nelson.
Oh, brilliantly. Those round, pear-shaped horns. All 4 of them.
As a conductor, I can say your triangle playing was out of this world, Nelson.
Almost out of your arrangement, too, Bob.
Are you complaining? I did what I was told.
I didn't tell you to limit me to 4 notes.
No, but your mother did.
I won't be left out of this next one. Come on, Francis. Time you turn from lines to lyrics.
Is there anything wrong with my lines, Nelson?
Not from where I'm standing.
Pretty hair, too. Red.
You two always know the nicest things to say.
Always say them to the nicest things we know, too. Care to add anything, Frank?
Just that Francis McCann and Nelson Eddy step into Noel Coward's Bittersweet, and I'll see you again.
Right. Very good now. Take a breath and reprise in a different key. Changing light and changing shade, happiness that must die, melody that must fly, memory that must fade, just be forgotten by and
steps of which my voice is reaching you now. Basically, this radio of yours is an electric instrument. So at the very foundation of the pleasure you get from your radio is electricity. But your pleasure is somebody else's job. Thousands upon thousands of people making their living in the radio industry. It has made jobs for engineers and technicians, designers, writers, directors, musicians, clerks, carpenters, and scores of other specialists, including the people who make radios. Radio is only one of the many fields in which electricity has created new jobs or increased the number of jobs. Other fields to be developed are electronics, television, air conditioning, to mention only a few. Right now, with the changing and challenging prospect of a post-war world before us, the subject of jobs is of vital importance, and especially to those 11 million men in uniform. The electric companies which sponsor this program can and will make jobs for many of those men. By expanding and improving their electric service, these companies will bring greater benefits to you and millions of other American families.
Here's a rousing song to conjure up Sherwood Forest and a merry band of green-clad foresters. This Friar Tuck and Maid Marian and Little John and all the rest right out of Reginald de Koven's opera, Robin Hood. The song is timely, too. It's Brown October Ale.
And it will you quaff with me, my lad, and it will you quaff with me. It is a draught of nut brown ale I offer unto ye. While humming in the tankard, lad, it cheers the heart forlorn. his town, John Barleycorn. Oh, laugh, laugh, and quack, laugh, so make yourself inhale. Through all my days, I'll sing the praise of brown October ale. Through all my days, I'll sing the praise of brown October ale. And it's will you love. And it's will you love me true? If not, I'll drink one flagon more and so farewell to you. If Jean or Mouse or Nan or Doll should make your heart to mourn, fill up the pail with a nut brown ale and toast John Barleycorn. Laugh, laugh, and quack, laugh, will make you start and hail. Through all my days I'll sing the praise of brown October ale. Through all my days I'll sing the praise of brown October.
Nelson Eddy will be back in a moment to tell you about next week's show. Your host for the Electric Hour at the same time each week, a 160 business-managed electric light and power company. Each is a separated operating company serving its own community. But they join to bring you this friendly music and these friendly talks about the electric business and what business enterprise can do to build an even greater and more prosperous America. By the way, don't waste electricity just because it's cheap and not rational.
Nelson Eddy again. Next week, Robert Armbrust and the orchestra, Frank Graham, and I will meet you once again on the Electric Hour. Because so many of you have asked for her, Gloria Scott will be back with us, and our special guest will be composer Albert Hay Malott. Hope you'll join us. Until next Wednesday, then, may happiness light your home and more power to you. Good night.
Miss Frances McCann appears with the courtesy of Metro Golden Mail, producing of the Technicolor production An American Romance. The Electric Hour comes to you from Hollywood. This is CBS, it's Columbia, Los Angeles.